www.thebigfootshow.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Yes. Consummation. Here we go. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls and out. Well, good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, for those that did not know, you're about to find out that we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate. By the way, I just went on change.org. They're actually protesting me again, friends. I went on their website. This is a George Soros outlet. They protested me 9 times, all to no effect. Isn't that interesting?
Kind of like at the state fair, huh?
That's exactly right. That's the new one. That is exactly right. So they're saying that I am advocating violence towards gays. No, I'm not advocating violence towards anybody. As a matter of fact, this isn't about attacking any particular people. It's about protecting the people and a particular people that are under attack, namely our young people. So anyways, folks, we are the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice of pro-murderers, they call themselves the choicers, wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. We are them Americans, we are the Sons of Liberty, and welcome to the show. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Folks, I also just posted a picture on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And if you guys remember right, a couple of years back on the commemoration of Martin Luther King and his speech in 1968, I believe it was August 28th, Glenn Beck did a commemoration to highlight MLK on that day. If you remember right, we were told that there was thousands of people that showed up. But friends, there wasn't thousands of people that showed up. There wasn't just tens of thousands of people that showed up. Not just 100,000, not 200,000, not 300,000, and not 400,000 people showed up. But 500,000 people showed up, and for some reason, the cameras went down in Washington, D.C. Of course, the state-run media did not want you to see that we are together in this, friends. And lo and behold, guess what I just posted just a couple minutes ago, friends? A picture of the D.C. cameras, which in fact, must have been looped because we can't find the 1.5 million or the 2 million bikers in Washington, D.C. on September 11th. So what are you supposed to happen? But friends, check it out. I just posted. It's actually on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And you can check out our downloads, our posts, our videos, our last article. By the way, we just did that. We'll talk a little bit about that in just a little while here. And it is talking about the church militants. Boy, we did really well on WorldNet Daily this week on that. So anyways, friends, there you have it. Sons of Liberty Radio. Check out the brand new picture. Nowhere are the bikers. But again, friends, we have some patriots out there. We have some real media outlets out there that are actually taking pictures and showing you as to what is happening out there. That's on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can also follow me on my Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean, there's two different websites, one personal and one fan page, Bradley Dean, that's double E, double E. Or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. Friends, we got lots to talk about, but if you would like to be a part of it, we would like to hear, you know, what you would like to talk about. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the measure, well, yeah, the other is the measure of our conduct, and why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be
when your brains are in someone else's head.
Okay, who's first? We're going to fight over whose brains go first.
Well, you can go first. You're the son of Liberty. I'll be the daughter of Liberty.
Daughters of Liberty are awesome, and they're all over this country. As a matter of fact, one just commented on that very post you were referring to, Bradley, where the cameras on the DC systems, and everybody's seen them, they're up on the top of the light poles, they loop the traffic over and over again, eliminating any of these bikers like Bradley talked about. This particular woman said, you know, has anyone ever seen that meme? I don't even know what a meme is, but I think it's like a memo type thing. Floating around of Einstein that says something like, if you can't explain it simply, you don't understand it well enough. That meme always bugged the crap out of me, she said, since statism can be so hard for people to grasp. But I think I finally have it down in two sentences. A free people don't ask for permission. If people are good, you don't need a system. And if people are bad, you don't dare build one. And that's what you have right now is the people that are in Congress that are bad, or in this administration, or in the mainstream media, you name it. They're trying to convince the good people that they are the ones that are bad, making darkness for light, just like the Bible says. So daughters of liberty, way to pay attention. People are awake on this one. Like you said with Beck going back then, we've created our own media and our own medium, and that's what people are doing all over the country. They're not buying this garbage, and that's why you see things like MSNBC losing its reader, or its listenership, over 50% in the toilet.
Of course. And yeah, I mean, they're at the bottom right now. If men were angels, no government would be necessary, said Alexander Hamilton.
And there's the thing, and just like James Madison said, it's the key to the Constitution was giving the government enough power to control the people, but then obliging it to control itself. Sometimes the government needs a government, and we the people are that government to make sure they stay in the confines of their constitution. And many people have actually done some recommendations here on the Facebook, so I kind of want to give other folks some feedback. And this is your first time listening to our Saturday show. We air during the week from Monday through Friday as well. But this is what Justin said. Sons of Liberty Radio is a powerful radio show that doesn't whine, but slams the truth in line with the word of God.
Amen.
You guys rock, said Brent, because you're not afraid of man. It's refreshing in the age of crybaby postmodernists, both inside and outside the walls of the produced churches, quote unquote. My wife and I train and are deployed to disaster zones, and we go in the name of Christ. That's how you gotta go.
Amen.
That's
where
the lasting glory is.
Yeah.
Troy Ryan said, the Sons of Liberty, you can run staff, are courageous, loving, and truthful, and they are doing God's work. Bravo, ladies and gents, sons and daughters of Liberty. Thank you for sharing your gifts with us. Jolynn said, inspiring. Folks, when you tune in and you get that, that's coming from straight from the Holy Ghost. And that's what's needed in this country right now. And that's where the strength is. That's where the power is. And that's why you continue to tune in. So God bless you. And thank you for all of your feedback. Stephanie.
All right, to jump on the tail end of what you're saying, this came from one of the many columns that Bradley writes for. It says, Bradley, thank you for upholding the glory of God's word. No doubt we need revival in our country, but we especially need it in the church. To be bold in our faith, believers need the truth about the gospel of grace, Paul's messages after the cross. Knowing the truth of the Bible gives confidence that believers are actually standing on victory ground, earned and paid for in full by Jesus Christ. And she says, our Heavenly Father is always in control. Or I'm sorry, he says, in his so wonderful love, Robert. Then we also have John Wood. He said, my friend, bring it. Bring the heat. I found the program when you answered the quote about the end times, you know, end timers, was beautiful because truth is sweet. Truth works that way. Keep it up. My prayers were answered by this sermon. And that's one of the things that we pray is that people's prayers will be answered through the ministry.
Amen.
Another one says, Randall, love to hear you call and talk. Like you, I'm growing tired of lack of spirituality in Christianity.
Wow. Well, hey, folks, we're going to come right back. That one was kind of a gridlock as far as time, wasn't it? Doesn't seem like we had enough time, and we just kind of our backs up against the wall. Isn't that amazing how that works, friends? You got Bradley and Jake, sons of Liberty, radio.com. We're going to come right back, give you some more information. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Be right back.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Sons of Liberty, 1-877-807-9977. I'm going to get into the old past really quick, and then I want to talk about the church militant in the next 2 hours.
I was going to ask a question, actually. You had brought up the comment on the End Timers guy. Do we got any news on the WND guy?
Yeah, Tom Flannery. We're buddy-buddy now.
Cool. Is he going to come on the show?
What I did is I'd contacted him through WorldNet Daily, Ron over there, and Ron kind of played the mediator between us. Mm-hmm. And I said to him, I said, he's kind of missing the whole point of my letter. The point of my letter was is get busy and save your country,
right,
not sit there and magnify the problems, right, and everything the enemy's doing. Because what you see in that movement is you see them magnify the strength of the enemy through fear, rather than magnifying the fear of the Lord and doing as unto the Lord to bring about fruit to his glory.
Yeah.
And
it kind of turns into a... I was thinking of the guy, me and you went to see him in Missouri a long time ago, remember the Cornfield Revival guy?
Yep.
Somebody sent him a letter.
Oh, Steve.
That's right, Steve Gray, I think. Yep. Somebody sent him a letter and said, so what do you think about the end of the world, Steve Gray? And he preached a sermon on it. And he said, well, I'll tell you what, my life is hid in Christ. It's not that I that lives, it's Christ that liveth in me. My life, the end of the world for me, was when I became a Christian.
Interestingly,
that's the right perspective.
Malcolm X said that back in the 60s. I seen a documentary on him. He said the same
thing.
That's
true. Yeah. He said, I'm a dead man walking.
That's
so
right.
In that perspective, I think it's important. And the reason I bring it up is because I know a lot of folks that are into eschatology and things like that.
Yep.
You can get off track. You get on the selfish motivation of, because I know that fear feeling, you know, Syria's coming and then China will jump in and Russia. It's just like the end times. And you kind of start to, whoa. And then all of a sudden people dive into it like, okay, well, what should I do? How should I do it? And pretty soon you're building the bunkers and you're storing
That's
food.
Right.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with responsibility, but you're doing all the stuff. You become possessed by it instead of reaching out.
Yeah.
And so I think it would be cool to have this guy on the radio and say, hey, listen, this is the perspective. We better be reaching out here on this.
We met on that bridge.
Cool.
We did right away. I said, Tom, I said, as a matter of fact, I said, I'm not a cheesy guy, but it kind of hurt me a little bit that you said that I believe that you guys weren't interested in serving God. It's like, where are you? Where are you deriving? Where are you extracting that from? That's nowhere in my letter. Because if we love God, we're going to bring about the works, right? And we don't do the works to get saved. We do the works because we are saved.
Yep. Yeah, and a good point to bring that, too, is if you're only coming to Christ because you are fearful that this is the end times, your motivation from the very beginning is wrong. So that's not going to be a saving faith anyway.
That's right. It's like hellfire preaching. It's unscriptural.
Yep.
We are to preach godly repentance by the use of the law as a schoolmaster to bring men unto Christ, not to use circumstance or hell as, you know, the object of our fear. And there's a diabolical fear and there's a filial fear. Hellfire preaching is diabolical. The fear of God is filial, as a father to a son and a son to a father. And that's healthy and that's right. Yeah. Godly repentance.
It's kind of like the doctor. You go in the doctor and he gives you the synopsis of this is the ailments, this is how it's worked in your system, this is how I know you have this disease. You don't have to spend very long talking about the cure. Once you bring the cure, like, oh, there you go, doc. I got it. I'm convinced of my sin now.
Yeah.
And I love it. I mean, we had Ray on, was it last week or the week before?
Ray Comfort.
When you look, when he's out there street preaching, he is going after it and after and after it. And at the very end, he brings in Christ in his fullness and his glory. So now it's no longer a motivation that I might go to hell. It's, wow, Christ did that for me?
Yep.
And then he's compelled by love to serve him.
That's right.
And that always has to be the end.
Well, that's why they call Jesus the great physician, right? Because he didn't come to...
It was healthy.
Yeah, he didn't come to
they that are holy, not a physician.
That's exactly right. He came into what? Seek and save that which was lost, and those that were sinners, they that are whole have no need of a physician, but they that are sick. And if people can get over that hump right there, that will clear the air for you to come on a straight and narrow to Jesus Christ without error in your doctrine, because it really is. Once you realize that your sin is before a just and a holy God, and you look to Jesus Christ, he is the great physician, well, then what do? We trust in him with our whole hearts. We lean not to our own understanding. In all of our ways, we acknowledge him. We put our faith in him, our trust in him, and we walk on. And that's really what it comes down to. So
I was just going to say, I didn't mean to sidetrack it on that question, but I think from the younger generation, which is what we represent, and I'm not saying little kids, I'm saying a younger generation, a new generation that sees and understands Christ differently than maybe former generations did. It's important that everybody understands listening, sure, that we could be in the end times, it's very possible. But what it looks like to us in the younger generation is that you're chasing after signs and wonders. Well, our generation is subjugated to everything going on in this world.
Yeah.
What good does that do it? So it's important to have that. And I'm so glad that you could connect with Tom there. And even if he comes on the show, that, hey, listen, this is our end goal. Don't lose focus of that. Don't get caught up in this and this and this and this. Just like Paul said in the book of Colossians, you don't get caught up in all of these myths and fables. And
he got it right away. And I said probably it was less than 5 minutes the conversation was.
Perfect.
And I just told him,
that's
said, you missed the point.
Mm-hmm.
It was almost as if you were straining at the gnat, when in fact that's not at all what I was talking about. I said, as a matter of fact, 98% of what I read in your letter I agreed with, which was good.
Yeah.
But when you got to the point of saying that I don't want you to serve God, that is exactly the opposite of what my intent is. And talking about the younger generation, because we were just talking about this yesterday, the younger generation is looking for a savior. But the younger generation needs to understand that the Savior is not a Savior from circumstance. He is a Savior from sin to empower us to overcome circumstance.
That's right.
And once the younger generation gets that, they're going to understand what it's to be made more than conquerors through him that loved us.
That's so good.
It is.
Sin is what causes the circumstance.
That's right.
So it's like as a kid, let's just say a kid is just unruly with his money and he spends it all and he loses it all and he gets himself in debt. Does the dad come and say, okay, well, I'll erase your debt? No, he goes to the sin, which is the fact that he is irresponsible with his finances. Yep. Just an example. And then once that's corrected, then circumstances change.
The prodigal son.
After. That's exactly right.
Yeah, that's right.
So Christ goes to the heart to change that. I'm sorry.
Amen.
No, that's good. I'm just finishing
daughter
up from
our...
It's the daughter's turn.
So would you be like Abigail Adams or...
Abigail Adams, she was a very strong woman.
She rocked.
She was unbelievable. So I'll take that as a compliment. Yes, I'll be Abigail Adams today.
Okay.
That must make you John. What does that make you? Like John Quincy or something?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I appreciate that.
He was skinny.
That means I'm really young.
No, that's skinny.
But I do have all of my hair. I just want to say that.
Yeah.
Just for the record.
Most all of it.
Jake has most all his hair, just for the record. And just to finish this up, as far as our responses, we've got Laura who said, I heard you tonight on Radio Liberty.
Yeah.
I am interested
Stand
in talking.
Teeth.
Great. I'm interested in talking with you at some point. If you do Facebook, hook up with so-and-so. He does stuff with the Republic. Very good. Then we also have Dustin from Wichita, Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
who said, always good to see the rarity of someone not buying into the rapture. Thanks. That's
as if to say that God is going to rapture us out, raise up an army, and then rapture us out before the battle. Doesn't make a bit of sense.
Right.
The church militant is put into the world to overcome the world, and he tells his church that the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So why would we want to be raptured from responsibility?
I think
we don't.
That shows, again, the motivation of the heart there.
Yes.
If I become a Christian, when I became a Christian, my
mom used to talk this way, by the way.
Rapture and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, when she got around to the things of God, we're going to be raptured out of here, honey. And then once you start to get into the kingdom of God and start reading the Word of God, it's like, wait, was David looking for the rapture? Was Moses looking for the rapture? Was Samson looking for the rapture?
When I became a Christian,
were the disciples looking for the rapture? No.
When you become a Christian, you're looking for those that aren't a Christian so you can get them to become a Christian.
Really?
That was my first thought, right?
I mean, isn't that
cheating and
dating? Yeah.
It's kind of like that.
That
shows the motivation, though, and this is going back to the selfish motivation, which is not Christ, because Christ the greater love hath no man than this, and a man lay down his life for his brother. Once that love is in your heart by the Holy Ghost, Romans 5, then you're going to reach out.
Pivots on the cross.
Exactly.
Yes.
So if I become a Christian, do I become a Christian so I can get out of here and go to heaven? I became a Christian so I can go get other people and make them Christians.
Of course. And you can't claim to be saved if you have no desires for others to be saved,
sure,
said Charles Spurgeon.
You're not a converted heart.
Listen to what Richard Baxter said. This was actually one of the authors that Spurgeon referred to or made reference to. I take the love of God and self-denial to be the sum of all saving grace and religion. Let me say it again. I take the love of God and self-denial to be the sum of all saving grace and religion. That is love. That is love. With self-denial, not without.
Wow, that's great.
Oh, it's great.
That
and
is
because
great.
This is the guy, if you remember right, Spurgeon always made reference to Richard Baxter in his books. But I'll say it one more time. I take the love of God, denial, he said, and self-denial to be the sum of all saving grace and religion. For Christ hath also once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death, but quickened by the Spirit. And when you think about that, it's like, wait a second, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Yes, he gave his heart, just like Abraham gave away Isaac. And then after God seen, going back to Abraham and Isaac, when you seen that Abraham obeyed God, God just looked at him and said, I just wanted to know that you love me more than the rest.
That's right.
And then he said, because you've done this, now I'm going to bless you. And it was an issue of the heart. I believe that every step of the way, that is expected of us from God. Every step of the way. And I don't think we're ever going to get away from that. And it's a scary thing because it crucifies the flesh.
So there's the cross right there.
It's always there. And there's no getting away from it. But anyways, that was Richard Baxter.
And our final one to sum it up. Charles said, our country needs you and your message. God bless, all caps, you for what you are doing. So,
amen.
So the response from this week is great.
Okay, now what do we have coming up here, Jake? Or did you already tap off on that?
I haven't tapped off on it yet, but we've got some events coming up here at the end of the month. So I just want to give a shout out to all of you listeners to join us in those events or join us in the state, too. We'll be in North Carolina.
Amen. And I'll be doing a drum clinic. We'll be doing speaking events, tea parties, schools, colleges.
Liberty Week.
All of
them. Oh, awesome. Well, we'll tell you more about it in just a second. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, sons of LibertyRadio.com, and the daughter of Liberty. 1-877-807-9977. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of a hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC. It's non-GMO and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, the evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. One more time over to the other guy, and then we are going to get busy.
I just got an email or a Facebook from Jason Skipper. He said, your broadcast is my favorite part of the day. Really looking forward to Liberty Week in North Carolina. God bless. Now, what is Liberty Week? Many of you maybe haven't heard yet, but we'll be in Charlotte, North Carolina on the 27th and 28th at TNG, Truth for a New Generation. We had Alex McFarlane on the show. Gosh, the weeks are getting past me. I don't know if it's last week or this week, but he was discussing this because Bradley's doing a drum clinic there. But you're also speaking on two panels. You're going to speak about how to reach the next generation and also bridging the gap between the current generation and former generations, because that's important. That's what John the Baptist did when he made the crooked places straight to bring in Christ. He had to bring the generations together.
Well, if you don't sow into this generation now, they're going to be there later to curse you, friend.
That's right. And this generation needs to understand the heart of our fathers. And when I speak of our fathers, I'm speaking those that laid the foundation for the nation that we have right now. Which brings us into Liberty Week. So we'll be in Charlotte for that weekend, by the way. It'll be at the Baptist Church there, right on Facebook, Sons of Liberty. You can click on the promo ad there. Also, enter a drum contest to win a Sonar drum set along with cymbals and a Deadlock DVD, Deadlock drum pad. I think you got a butt kicker in there, a brick of sticks. You got the whole nine. If you're starting drums or you got a young person that is, enter that contest. It's on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook as well. Also, to conclude that week of events, it'll be in Rockingham. Again, it's called Liberty Week. There's going to be three cities. It'll be Laurinburg, Rockingham, and the third one is Ellerby. We're going to be at three different churches for 4 days in a row, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Now, that will be on the 29th, the 30th, the 1st, and the 2nd of October.
Okay, but we're not preaching to the choir. It's not like we're going to Mexico to teach Spanish, right?
Yeah, that's what kind of makes it dynamic. And South, I've learned a lot about the Southern culture. It's a lot different than the Northern culture. I mean, you can meet the guy. I'm not even kidding. You go to the gas station, and there's the guy sitting outside with a brown bag of booze. You know, he's got one in each hand and things like that, and talking just crazy smack. You start talking about the Lord, the guy talks about the Lord.
Yep.
Like, almost better than
can. Almost no matter who it is.
That's right. So in the South, everybody goes to church. And even the ones that don't go were there, or they were raised there, or they have no problem with going back there. So when we're talking about going and doing these particular churches in these particular cities, we're talking about the whole communities coming. It's not just the
economy. Just think of how many of them people all across the country don't go to church because of the hypocrisy in the church. Don't you think it would do a great service to the Church of America just to proclaim that nobody rebuked the hypocrites more than Jesus Christ did? So now what's your excuse?
Demonstration.
There isn't one. Yep. You have the Bible, too. Every hotel that we go to, my little boy, one of the first things he'll do is he'll walk right up to the little,
nightstand.
Yeah, nightstand with the lights on him, right? He'll open it, he'll pull out the Gideon Bible, and he'll say, "Look, Dad, nobody's read this one." That's what he said. And he says it almost every single one. Every single one. And I'll always do my best to read a chapter out of each one of them when I go there. Just
use it.
Absolutely.
That's right.
That's what it's there for.
You know what?
Right?
There's actually a Gideon's group down there in Rockingham that's going to be a part of this as well. And I'll tell you what, some of those Gideon's guys, those guys are hardcore and they are sold out. And they're getting into trouble. I'm talking righteous trouble. You know, they're going onto the campuses. They're going into the schools. This one particular gentleman will be there. But anyhow, Liberty Week, three cities, three different messages every night. And then we're going to conclude at the Rockingham, or it's actually Richmond County High School in Rockingham, at the big old football field for a conclusion where, Bradley, you'll be speaking October 3rd, and that'll be at 7 p.m. So for that whole week is Liberty Week. We're going to be doing a lot in North Carolina here at the end of the month and into the first week of October.
Augustine 1 commented on the church militant. Where is it at? Jesus did not come to be the poster boy for liberal socialist activists. He came to solve the death problem. He said, "We are not called to advance social justice or human rights. We are called to show light to a dark world. This involves confronting the darkness at every point. I don't see a sense of urgency within the church. Christians are allowing themselves to be marginalized by the nonsensical, judge not moral relativism, and has infected the church like a cancer. We are not here to sing our five songs, hear a 20-minute feel-good service, throw our $5 in the box, and off to watch the game. We need to stop playing church, for there's an anointing on this, and get in the face of the enemies of God. There is no natural or neutral ground, no compromise, no room for timidity. We are allowing the homosexuals, the Darwinists, the Miley Cyrus role models, the corrupt name it and claim it TV Bible whores," he said, "and the anti-biblical crowd to eat our lunch." He said, "If we continue to roll over, eventually we will declare enemies of the state. We will be, and we can have the church in the gulags."
You know what? That's the choice. I mean, this choice is a fundamental choice
in
society.
Yep.
We can't blame anybody for this. If we get to that point, it's because we refuse, or we weren't vigilant, or we didn't speak up, or we didn't stand in the right direction. We have a representative government. I'm reminded of the time when I went to a caucus, and a particular gentleman and two people were running off for a state Senate seat. And in this one gentleman turned in his campaign finances on the last day. He actually cheated and he lied about it. And so the other candidate stood up.
Right in Wright County
here. Confronted him. That's right. It was, I can't even remember the names. But he stood up and he confronted him and said, "I just have a question. Why did this gentleman lie about this?" And that ended up costing him the election, the guy who called out the truth.
Yep.
And I remember walking away from that thinking, my goodness, the people knew what he was saying was right, yet they still voted for the liar.
You know why? Because they have going through them what they're taught from the pulpits every week, "Thou shalt not judge," when in fact it's the job of the church to teach them to judge according to God's moral law.
Even civil government, even more so.
The problem with our country is nobody is judging.
Yep.
And then what do you have here? A guy telling the truth to people that don't like the truth. Mm-hmm. And because they don't like the truth, they go ahead and, they crucify him for telling the truth.
Yep. And they pick the other man. But it just, what I walked away from that understanding, I've always known we've had a representative government. I've always known we've voted for our leaders. When I saw that happen, I walk away. There was no scandal involved. There was no vote rigging or anything. I was there with everybody. We cast our hands up in the air for this vote. And yet corruption won out in that vote. Therefore, the people received, guess what? What they voted for. It was what they desired, and they got it. It's a perfect reflection of God is not mocked. In other words, you're not going to be able to go back and mock God for anything that happens. A man reaps what he sows. We reap as a nation what we sow as a nation. And that's why it was so important for the founders to sow the right things on a biblical foundation in our nation. And for so long, we succeeded in this endeavor called liberty. And the world looked upon us as the example of that light.
Amen. That's why we're called the light of the world, right? Folks, have you ever passed through the furnace and been taught by the Spirit of God that your natural gifts go for naught unless you have the fire of heaven in your soul? D.L. Moody rightly said, you cannot go on heavenly missions without heavenly fire. This week I had a conversation with a friend of mine about the lack of Christ in the professed Christians in this country. The conversation led into what people think Jesus Christ came into the world to do, turning his character into something that is, in fact, completely opposite of who Christ was incarnate in the flesh. Christ was one who spoke boldly, John 7:26, and not as the scribes who came to bring a sword and not to peace or bring peace, Matthew 10:34. Rather than Christ in power as a conqueror, Revelation 6:2, the professed church has attempted to make him look and act just like themselves, which, by the way, is a violation of the law, Exodus 20:4. Tolerant and fruitless, fallen and defeated, when in fact nothing could be further from the truth of who Christ is, Hebrews 12:2. And friends, it never ceases to amaze me the complete incompetence, corruption in government, abortion, homosexuality, lack of obedience, so on and so forth that I've seen in the professed church in America. Oh, by the way, just to scroll back and roll back just a little bit, we have corruption in government because the church isn't pure. We have abortion because the church isn't holy. We have homosexuality because the church isn't moral. We have a lack of obedience in the church because they don't love. Folks, and yes, I did say the professed church. And of course, I'm making the distinction between the goats and the sheep. And keep in mind that nobody, as I said earlier, rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself did, Matthew 23. So then, how do we reconcile the present church with men of old that proved the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? John G. Lake said, Christianity did not come into the world apologizing. It went to slay the powers of darkness and to undo the works of the devil, and the church lived in holy triumph. So let me explain. Friends, the life of a Christian is warfare. This is what's lacking. An intense warfare. This is what's lacking. And it's a lifelong contest. This is what is not desired. John Calvin said, whomsoever the Lord has adopted and deemed worthy of his fellowship ought to prepare themselves for a hard, toilsome, and unquiet life, crammed with very many and various kinds of evil. That was John Calvin. What about George Whitefield, the great field preacher? He said, the riches of his free grace cause me daily to triumph over all the temptations of the wicked one, who is very vigilant and seeks all occasions to disturb me. So Christianity is a battle waged against invisible foes who are always alert and ever seeking to entrap, deceive, and ruin the souls of men. The Christian life is no picnic or excursion. It is not entertainment or pleasure trip. It involves effort, wrestling, and struggling, Acts 14:22. And it demands putting forth the full energy of your spirit in order to frustrate the foe and to be in the end more than a conqueror, Romans 8:37. It's not a flower-strewn path, no rose-scented affair. From start to finish, it is spiritual warfare. It is a battle, not a game. And from the moment they first draw their spiritual swords, Christian warriors are compelled to endure hardness as good soldiers of Jesus Christ, 2 Timothy 2:3. And what a misconception many people have of the Christian life. How little the average church member appears to know of the character of the conflict and its demands upon them. How ignorant they seem to be of the enemies they must encounter if they are to serve God faithfully and succeed in getting to heaven and receive the crown of life, Matthew 7:13. They scarcely seem to realize that the world, the flesh, and the devil will oppose their onward march and will totally defeat them unless they give themselves to constant vigilance and unceasing prayers, Revelations 12:17. Talking about the Church Militant, friend, you can check it out on WorldNet Daily, called The Church Militant, Where Is It At? We're going to continue this discourse right when we come back, and we'll bring forth a consummation. Oh, I like that. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Talking about the church militants, where is it at? Question mark. I'm asking the question, friends. How do you reconcile the present church with men of old that proved the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? John G. Lake said Christianity did not come into the world apologizing. It went to slay the powers of darkness and undo the works of the devil, and it lived in holy triumph. If you'd like to see this article, friends, you can go to WorldNet Daily or you can go to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. How do you reconcile the mentality of the men of old with the men of the present? Listen to what William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, said. If you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. Friends, we're talking about a righteousness, a righteous trouble, not an unrighteous trouble. If you want to get rid of the darkness, then bring the flashlight, right? Again, if you want to change the future, you will have to trouble the present, said preacher William Booth. Listen to what Benny Franklin said. You were just at his grave, Jake.
Yes.
Whosoever shall introduce into public affairs the principles of primitive Christianity will change the face of the world. Ben Franklin. He said, whosoever shall introduce into public affairs the principles of primitive Christianity will change the face of the world. You're not going to get away from it. And you don't want to get away from it. You want to get into it.
Because the fruit is, that's where the fruit is.
That's right. And so here we are. right before the break, I said, what a misconception many people have of the Christian life. How little the average church member appears to know of the character of the conflict and the demands upon them. How ignorant they seem to be of the enemies they must encounter if they are to serve God faithfully, succeeding getting to heaven and receive the crown of life. Matthew 7:13. Straight and narrow and difficult is the way, is that reference. They scarcely seem to realize that the world, the flesh, and the devil will oppose their onward march and will totally defeat them unless they give themselves to constant vigilance and unceasing prayer. That is a different gospel, friends. It is a different gospel. Speaking of prayer, Spurgeon said this, Charles Spurgeon, the prince of preachers, he said, I have now consecrated all my prayers into one, and that one prayer is this, that I may die to self and live wholly to them. You know what most people pray? Die to God and, Lord, I need your hand right now because I need your help, because I need more things to keep me away from you.
I.
Matter of fact, they did a poll. But they did a test on the lines, and you know what they found out the number one word was that was used on telephone conversations? I. Everybody wants to talk about themselves, don't they? Listen to this again. Whomsoever the Lord has adopted and deemed worthy of his fellowship ought to prepare themselves for a hard, toilsome, and unquiet life, crammed with very many and various kinds of evil. Oh my gosh. I'm like, okay. Folks, I mean, I can really get into this right now. I really can. If Christ is not all to you, he is nothing to you. And I'll tell you this, God will prove your heart to see what matters the most to you. Deuteronomy 13. I mean, I'm looking at these. A gospel that in no way offends the sinner has not been understood. Yes, of course. And you know how the modern gospel, you know, they preach all these, they go back and they praise the dead prophets, but their fathers are responsible for crucifying them? See, friends, what I'm saying in essence is the spirit of the world has not changed. They love to praise the dead ones, but they love to persecute the living ones. And here we are. And that same spirit is alive today.
Douglas MacArthur said, the soldier, above all other men, is required to practice the greatest act of religious training. Sacrifice. He said, in battle and in the face of danger and death, he discloses those divine attributes which his maker gave when he created man in his own image. No physical courage, no brute instinct can take the place of the divine help which alone can sustain him. However horrible the incidents of war may be, the soldier who is called upon to offer and to give his life for his country is the noblest development of mankind. Not claiming to be ecclesiastical, not claiming to say, oh, I'm God's servant. He's a soldier that practices sacrifice. How much more us as Christians, for the sake of our crucified Savior, who died and rose again, that we might be partakers of his inheritance. Well, his inheritance is reaching men.
Yeah.
But it's also in that conflict, in that sacrifice, that we see Christ. It's like when Stephen was being stoned, he looked up into heaven.
Yes.
Incidentally, being stoned for what reason? Because he pointed to the Father and said, you praise them, but you would have killed them had they been alive.
Yeah.
And then they sought to stone him. This was a deacon. This was not a bold prophet of the Lord, though he was a prophet.
Apostolic.
Yes, yeah. He was the timid guy who waited tables. If we were to look at his stature, just as Paul said, in weakness, fear, much trembling. But as he preached that, as he was under sacrifice and being stoned, he looked up into heaven, and who did he see? It was Christ.
Yep.
At the right hand of the Father. He didn't see him until that point, but he was bold enough because Christ's spirit abode in him to stand for his purposes.
And what did Stephen say to those Pharisees? He said, you always resist the Holy Ghost, and they gnashed upon him with their teeth, and they picked up stones and they killed him. Thomas Watson said this, to know that nothing hurts the godly is a matter of comfort, but to be assured that all things which fall out shall cooperate for their good, that their crosses shall be turned into blessings, that the showers of affliction water the withering root of their grace and make it flourish more, this may fill their hearts with joy till they run over. That is a cross-bearing joy. And again, we don't want to get away from this. Here's another one. Richard Sibbes said this, If Christ has once possessed the affections, there is no dispossessing of him again. Fire in the heart overcomes all fires without.
Amen. Just like in Pilgrim's Progress.
And fire consumes. God is a consuming fire.
When that fire was going in Pilgrim's Progress, and a Christian looked at it, and the devil would spray water on the fire, but the fire would remain. Why? Because behind that fire was the Holy One of Israel spraying his oil on that fire so that that water couldn't put it out. That is stinking awesome, because when Christ has taken over, the devil doesn't defeat Christ, never has, never will. Nowhere in the Bible has it ever happened where a Christian man was defeated outside of his sin.
Well, even to the cross, the Bible says in the book of Corinthians, had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory.
It wasn't defeat.
No, it was not. It was victory.
Amen.
And that's why when God, that's what's so awesome about the things of God, because he even said the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. That's why God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound that which is wise. And why is that? Because that no flesh should glory in his presence. God will always have his way no matter what man attempts to do.
And it's no different right now in our situation. The Lord in that same verse said, not many mighty are called. That word mighty translated is political power, clout. It's not big government. It's you. It's you listening right now that will stand on God's word that will then resist that and bring it down crumbling. His promises are just as much for us right now.
Amen.
Even in the position of judgment that we are in. And yes, we will reap what we sow, but his promises are still for us.
Yes. Well, God is looking for men that he can use, but those men that God will use have to understand he brings them to their wits' ends. And their backs are up against the wall. I've been studying out 1 Samuel and 2 Samuel, and when you see David's life, the man was constantly in warfare. He was being hunted down by Saul and 3,000 of his most valiant men. God gave David the throne. If you look at the difference between Saul, listen carefully, friends, the difference between Saul and David, Saul's heart was changed instantly. God didn't change David's heart that way. David got to the throne through warfare, and it took him many years to get through that warfare. And let me finish up. Let me bring forth my consummation. This is the point that I mean to highlight concerning the professed church's greatest defect. There's little to nothing of the soldier element in it, 2 Timothy 2:3. The discipline, the self-denial, spirit of hardship and determination that belong to the military life and are so prominent in it are lacking in Christianity. Yet, my friends, the Christian life is warfare from the beginning to the very end. And remember, God is willing to give the church what it is willing to fight for, but you don't get the victory without the fight. You're not going to get the victory without the fight. And God promises you the victory as long as your faith is based off of who he is and what he's about. It's called justification through faith. And what is justification through faith? Obedience to Christ. And why do you obey? Because you love. Why? Because you've seen Christ crucified, evidently set forth and crucified before your eyes. And when we understand that, guess what? God forbid that I should glory except in the cross of Jesus Christ. And what is he saying? He said, I'm crucified through weakness that I might live by the power of God, 2 Corinthians 13:4.
Crucifixion. Captain Jim just Facebooked and said, Captain Jim here, permission to come aboard, sirs, so that I may join forces with you. Folks, we encourage you to do so. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Become a son or daughter of liberty. Join the Constitution course. Make a donation. You can do all of these things. Read the columns. Share them with your friends. Do something. There is definitely an availability to do it. So, Captain Jack, you're aboard with us. Let's win America.
Folks, hour one is over. Hold on, we're coming right back for hour two, 1-877-807-9977.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. In April of 2011, for the first time in American history, Obama urges passage of a non-discrimination law that does not contain hiring protections for religious groups, forcing religious organizations to hire according to federal mandates without regard to the dictates of their own faith, thus eliminating conscious protection in hiring. We'd like to help you understand why this anti-biblical an anti-Christian movement is taking place in our federal government by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now to receive your free subscription.